First of all, for tefillah, there are so many svarim to use on tefillah. You use what talks to you, what fits for you. You find a sefer on tefillah that, for me personally, there are two svarim that I like a lot on tefillah. First of all, there's Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky, Tversky on Prayer. Rabbi Dr. Tversky is fabulous. Everything he writes is great. You should use him. There are several people out there whose middle name is MS. He's one of them. Whatever he writes, you can rely on and use. It's fabulous. Rabbi Dr. So he has a book on prayer. Guys, listen up. Rabbi Tversky works with addictions. He once wrote in one of his books, he said, "I'm not addicted to anything except for writing books." And which is a good joke, because he writes, he just writes and writes books. And it's fabulous. So I'll use him. There's a super rabbi that died around 20 years ago. Avigdor Miller is that all. Rabbi Avigdor Miller. He has a lot of svarim that are back there. Very interesting svarim. Very powerful. I use him as well. And for today, what we're using, I'll just mention, you know, these little svarim that we have back there also. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, Shlita, writes great books. They're all good about a topic. Kindness, Zrizus, whatever the English word for Zrizus is, he has. And thank you. These are great books. Okay, here we go. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is say Moda Ani. Now, a Torah life, a Jewish life, is focused on connection with Hashem. So if you go to sleep saying Kriya Shema Almita, and you wake up saying Moda Ani, then suddenly, like, your whole life is different. You start your day talking to Hashem, you end your day talking to Hashem. It's a very, very healthy way to go through life. And start your day, end your day talking to Hashem, as opposed to whatever else we do. It's a great idea. Just stop. Get used to that notion. You say Moda Ani the first thing in the morning. You say Kriya Shema Almita the last thing at night. And that's like the bookends of your day. And everything else in the middle is further connection with Hashem. That's Moda Ani. What is Moda Ani? You thank Hashem for giving us back our lives in the morning. The first thing we do in the morning is thank Hashem for being alive. That's what we do. This is a fabulous book. Thank you. If you want to change your life, pick up this book. Read it one or two chapters a day. They're very short chapters. It'll change your life. You will thank me for encouraging you to read this book, as Talmidim have in the past. And Zelig Pliskin, it's called gratitude. It's called thank you. It's called thank you. If a person becomes a gratitude-oriented person, it changes your whole life. It changes your whole life. You're constantly thanking Hashem. You feel connection with Hashem. You become a happier person. As opposed to always focusing on what's missing, you focus on what you have. We have a lot. We're alive. We're healthy. We're here. We have a chevra. We're near the world, learning a thousand things. And it's always possible to focus on the things we're missing. Focus on the things we have and thank Hashem. And if your friend does a favor, thank your friend. And your whole demeanor is different. Your whole life is different. And you become a gratitude-oriented person. And this starts with the first thing we say in the morning, Moda Ani. And this is a big topic. He writes here something. I want you to hear this phrase. Don't forget this phrase. He says, when you talk, the way you talk, it programs your mind. Listen to what he says. He says, even if you don't spontaneously feel like verbally expressing gratitude, say it anyway. Here's the sentence. Your words create you. Your words create you. If you go about your day thanking people for things, thanking Hashem for things, it'll change you as a person. There's a famous, famous phrase in the Sefer Achinuch. What does he say? Achrei ha'pu'ulot nimshachim ha'levavot. After the actions, the heart is drawn. Which means that if you act a certain way, you'll begin to feel it. So, you thank Hashem for giving you your life back. Try to mean it. Rabbi Tversky has a line, we're not like children to Hashem, we're like infants to Hashem. Meaning an infant has nothing on his own. A child sort of can get by a little bit. He can grab a cookie, an infant, nothing. We're not children, we're infants to Hashem. It's a powerful idea. You're supposed to mean it and thank Hashem. And if you don't mean it fully, so keep on saying it, and you'll begin to mean it more. Your words create you. And you become a gratitude-oriented person. It'll completely change your life. And if you have any of Meet Rabbi Pliskin, you ever hear him talk? He talks exactly the way he writes his book. He's so bubbly and happy, and he is and just happy and thankful. I quoted him in my Sfarim a couple of times, and I called him to ask him permission. See, on the phone, he goes, "Thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call." He goes on and on and on and on, and he's just so, he lives his books. It's very exciting to see. And if you thank Hashem for giving you your life, you acknowledge that it's all from Hashem, that's a first step towards Avodas Hashem. So you say Mo Da'ani in the morning. Mo Da'ani you say even before Neglevasa. Why? Your hands are still a little tummy. So the answer is, it doesn't have Hashem's name in it. The custom is, you don't say Hashem's name before washing Neglevasa. But Mo Da'ani doesn't have Hashem's name. So even though you're thanking Hashem, that's when Mo Da'ani is even before Neglevasa. When you wash Neglevasa, you have to wash Neglevasa in the morning. You wash each hand three times. That we'll talk about a different time. Bezrat Hashem. So you're supposed to do it right away. Some people wash right away next to their bed. They don't want to walk Dalet Amos. An Amos is around a foot and a half, 6 feet, without washing Neglevasa. And many others say if you go straight to the bathroom, that's also okay. The Zohar is very machmir to wash Neglevasa right by your bed. And many aren't so machmir. Rav Nevensol Shlita writes, this is an incredible comment we're about to hear. Rav Nevensol quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, who quotes old timers in Yerushalayim, that there's a tradition from the Gra, which is as follows. This tradition is not found in the Mishnah Berurah. This tradition made it to the Gra's Talmidim made Aliyah in the early 1800s. Are you aware of that? And so the Gra, some Mesorahs came there. The Gra said, there was a famous Ger Tzedek called Count Potofsky. He was the son of a Polish prince, and he picked up Judaism somehow, converted, and became a Jew. His father went crazy. He ran away. He was hiding. He was learning as a ger, and then somebody told on him, and his father found him, and his father said, "You have to renounce Judaism. I'm going to kill you." And he didn't renounce Judaism. And he was burnt at the stake on Sukkot or Shavuos. I forget which one. And there's a whole story that the Gra met him the night before he was killed. And he's called the famous Ger Tzedek. And his ashes were buried in the cemetery. Some say near the Gra, other places. I mean, in other words, the Gra was buried near his ashes. So apparently there's a Masorah from the Gra that his act of Mesiras Nefesh was so powerful, it shook up the Shemayim. And now the Kochos of Tuma in the world are slightly weakened because of his act of Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, things that we do because of Tuma that are not found in the Gemara, we can be less strict about. If the Gemara says something, that's it. If it's in the Gemara, since the idea of washing Neglevasa next to your bed is not found in the Gemara, this is Rav Nemetzel has this in the Sfarim, that we can be more makil on washing our hands within Dalet Amos because of that Masorah from the Gra. You've heard that before? It's in Rav Nemetzel's writings. Amazing. It's like, it shakes you up a little. So Akitzer, so Mo Da'ani is mamis the first thing, even before Neglevasa. You say Mo Da'ani. You got it? Okay. And that'll be it for the day.